Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Packers and Stockyards Act has been in place for a few decades, with the National Farmers Union advocating for greater enforcement. There are four companies that control about 80% of the beef market, 60% of the pork market, and 50% of the domestic poultry market, according to Mike Strands, Farmers Union Vice President of Advocacy.
To better protect against that, we've been glad to see USDA putting forward rules over the last couple of years to make sure that we have the inclusive competition rule, for instance, make sure that meat packers can be sued by individual farmers and ranchers if there's some misdeeds at play there. If there's any sorts of acts against a producer that could cause harm to competition, it can be just against a single producer. And we're also watching a proposed rule that would address some of the concerns in how poultry pricing is done.
He says there are three more rules that are in the pipeline to finalize the Packers and Stockyards Act.
So one is on inclusive competition and market integrity. Another one is on harm to competition, and that's the one that allows for action against the packers and processors if they are causing unfair competition in certain places. And then another one is on disparities and pricing issues in the tournament system for poultry.
And although there is not a deadline for the last three rules, the National Farmers Union is adamant about pushing forward to get them finalized, according to Strands.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.